Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cervi, Red Film Radio from the 75th Venice Film Festival, from the Venice Production Bridge, actually. I'm in here with Pascal Dio, the director. Good morning.
Good morning,
Angelo. Slightly more relaxed than the first time we met at the beginning of the festival, but still a little bit tired. But I think that you are happy, too.
I would say yes, I am more than happy because everything went very well. I would say exactly like for the festival, which was also had very good figures. So for the Venice Production Bridge, we are happy because we have a 17% increase of professional attending the festival. We have now almost 2,500 professional coming. So we are happy for this. And all the different initiatives and events like the gap financing, the book adaptation rights market, Final Cut in Venice went very well. All the figures are also increasing. And I think from the feedbacks I had from different professionals that they are happy and they want to come back.
But are they giving you some advices or new ideas for potential new developments of the market when you get feedbacks, I believe?
Yes, to be totally honest, I think, and it was already in my mind, as far as the Venice Gap financing market is concerned, is probably because the market is changing, to have more potential entertaining and commercial films in the gap financing. So to open a little bit also more to the genre films and so on, because it's a request from a lot of professionals. They would like to have also probably bigger budgets and so on. So it's the book adaptation rights market has been working so well that we have also already received some proposal from other publishers who would like to join.
Do you have space to keep on increasing it?
Very good question.
Why are you smiling?
Because you know the answer. No, but to be totally honest, we are thinking about different possibilities and opportunities for next year, and perhaps to change the venue of the market, things that I have asked for several years now. In order, it's not because we are not well in the Excelsior, but it's because it's not really adapted to host an international film market like the Venice Production Bridge, which is increasing year after year, and so we need more space.
We need
a totally different layout and so on.
It's just a physical situation. It's
yes.
not a, no, not no, a it's content not. Or anything else. And I wanted to ask you when are you actually able to gather exact figures of, besides the attendance, of the results? I mean, of, maybe, I don't know, contracts made or deal that are being started here, that signed somewhere else. Is this something easy for you to do that, or is just very complicated to get that kind of feedback after months, maybe after the market ended?
I would say that it's not yet natural for the participant to send us the results. So we have to go for it.
You have to look for it.
And so, but it's this follow-up is something that we are used to do and that we are really doing during the whole year for the gap financing market, for the with the publisher, and Final Cut in Venice. So we are, of course, we do know when one of our project or films is selected in festivals because we have the Trade magazine which is helping us on this. But it's also, we are also sending regular emails, or I am also, when I am attending other markets or festivals, I am meeting some of them, so I am also asking them exactly to update a little bit their situation so that we can follow up. And here we do know the film which are in this different selection, which are bought by either sales agent or distributors.
Well, so at the end of the day, you have the 17% of increase in attendance. You have like publishers that want to come for next year. So you're tired but happy, and you just have to start working on it again.
Absolutely.
Which I know is not a very good perspective maybe today, but it will be.
No, I think it's obvious that we have also, as far as everything is still fresh and so on, and that we have everything in mind, of course, to have some days off. But I will probably, and surely, in fact, I will be back in Venice mid-October for a general wrap-up meeting with the general management of the Biennale, and to also define and determine the forthcoming edition next year.
Well, we will be here next year to talk to you about the new potential venues, hopefully, and the new features of the Venice Production Bridge. So far, thanks a lot to Pascal Dio, director of the Venice Production Bridge. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.